So this morning, I just wanted to share a few thoughts on Thanksgiving, on what it means to live a thankful life as we continue to prepare our hearts for the thank offering, which is going to take place here at the end of our service. And as I was preparing for this and kind of praying and looking through Scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18 really caught my mind, caught my heart. Paul writes, "Rejoice always. Pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances." First, before I even get into what I prepared, I think that that's a big deal that it's Paul that's saying this. I mean, those of us that don't really even know very much about Paul know that Paul had a lot early on in his life especially, and then later as he went through the shipwreck years and the prison years, that he really could have decided not to be thankful if he wanted to. And so I think, first of all, we have to understand that having a spirit and a life of thanksgiving isn't necessarily dependent on the circumstances of life. It goes deeper than that. There are certain Christian leaders who have reminded us that at the heart of the Christian life is thanksgiving. One of these is Meister Eckhart. I just think that's a really cool name. Generally, and I can't have any more children, but if those of you here that can, if you ever have a boy, I would encourage you to use the name Meister. I think that's just really cool. Eckhart was born in the year 1260 AD in Germany and received his training in Paris. He came to be known as a theologian, philosopher, and mystic. He wrote influential works in Latin, but he was best known for his inspiring sermons, which he preached in German. Eckhart understood God to be so fertile with an overabundance of love that it outflows into the world. God's superabundant love led him to create the world and then redeem it through his Son. For Eckhart, God is not some distant figure demanding obedience, but rather a loving, caring deity who overflows with love for his creation. The response to such a God is thanksgiving. And one of the most famous quotes that Eckhart ever spoke or wrote is very short and simple, but I think it's very powerful. And it says, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, that will suffice." In our text this morning, Paul tells us to rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in all circumstances. For Paul, thanksgiving is not a temporary state of being, but it's a way of life. So how do we make thanksgiving a way of life? First, we have to remember to give thanks for what we have. And I came across an old Celtic saying when I was researching thanksgiving, and it goes like this. To the person that sleeps on horsehair, a down mattress is heaven. To the person that lives on spuds, roast beef is heaven. To the person in a rough wool tunic, a silk shirt is heaven. To the person with a nagging spouse, quiet solitude is heaven. To the person living alone, a loving spouse is heaven. Let the Lord give us what we need, and let heaven stay heaven. This poem reminds us that the human tendency is to focus not on what we have, but instead on what we lack. We're so often concerned with what we don't have that we overlook the good that we enjoy on a daily basis. It's the spirit of thanksgiving that can turn our attention away from the few things that we lack to the abundance that we enjoy. Paul wants us to give thanks at all times that we might be reminded of the goodness of God towards us. But remember, this is Paul. So he's not telling us to just give thanks for the good things that happen to us. It's easy for us to give thanks in situations like a new child is born, or we get good grades in school, or we get a raise. It's easy to say thank you during these good times. But Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. We're to give thanks at all times. Came across a story by a young lady named Corrie Ten Boom. Anybody ever heard that name before? She was a Christian in Holland during the Nazi occupation. She and her family helped hide Jews in their attic. Finally, the Nazis discovered that they had been what they had been doing and arrested the entire family. Corey and her sister, Betsy, were incarcerated together. In her book, The Hiding Place, she described their experiences upon arriving at the worst German concentration camp they had experienced. It was called Ravensbrück. Upon entering the barracks that was to be their home, they discovered it was overcrowded and filled with fleas. The scripture they had read that morning was our lesson from Thessalonians today. It reminded them to rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances. So Betsy told Corey to stop and thank the Lord for every detail of their new living quarters. Corey at first flatly refused to give thanks for the fleas. There was no way she would thank God for those pests. Yet her sister persisted, and so she finally did. During the coming months in the barracks, they were surprised at the freedom that they were allowed. The prisoners were able to intermingle and hold Bible studies without any guard interference. It was several months later that they learned that their freedom was a result of the fleas. The guards would not step foot in the barracks because of the fleas. We can never really know the full meaning of the events in our lives, can we? So Paul tells us to give thanks for all things, because we cannot always know which elements of our lives will help us and which will not. So Paul tells us to rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. It's easy to say to be thankful, but it's difficult for us to demonstrate what thanksgiving looks like. And so to close this morning, I just wanted to offer a few ideas of how we can represent a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And the first is what we're doing this morning and what we do on a regular basis as Christians, and that's prayer and worship. The psalmist tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And a central part of our prayer life should include thanksgiving. Again, when we focus on the things that we lack rather than the things that we have, it's hard for us to offer up prayers of thanksgiving, and rather we offer up prayers of petition. But it's important to thank God for even the little things. A second way to demonstrate our gratitude is by sharing what we have with others. I've really been focused on different people's definitions of the church, and if you follow our Facebook page for the church, you'll notice that I put one up the other day, and it goes something like, the church is the gathered people of God committed to helping others get to heaven. And I think that that's a really beautiful definition. But another one that I found the other day is people offering up their gifts before their needs. And what I take that to mean is when we put other people's needs in front of our own, maybe God hasn't equipped us with what we need to meet our own needs, but he's equipped us with what we need to meet someone else's. And when we do that in community, there's bound to be someone else in that community that has exactly what we need for our needs to be met. And I think that's a beautiful definition of what the church is intended to be. It's encouraging and lifting up one another. It's bearing one another's burdens. And so this is a great way to show thanksgiving, is by offering what we have to other people. And the third way, kind of in that same vein, is when we use the gifts that we've been given to their fullest extent, in which we show God our gratitude. We expect our children not to grow up and to take care of us, but to discover what it is that they're good at, what it is that they've been gifted at, and to go on into life and do that to the best of their ability. And in that way, they say thank you to their parents. And so in that same way, God desires for us to grow up in our own abilities and to use them to the fullest of their extent to bless people, to love people, and to represent him in the world. And when we do that, that's the best way to say thank you to God. And so in closing, may we rejoice in all that God has done for us, even the dark valleys that he helps us through. Share with those who have been given less, and use the gifts that we have to his glory. Thanksgiving can be a way of life, and if the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. Let's pray. And Lord, we do thank you this morning. And I don't think there's much else to say. I think thank you is, as Meister Eckhart put it, suffices in this moment. So we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.